Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
So we will carry on looking at Band-Aid 30 just after this Friday film feature. I'm very excited because today we're talking about Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I love Captain America. It stars Chris Evans as Steve Rogers slash Captain America, Scarlett Johansson as Natasha Romanoff or Black Widow, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, Sebastian Stan as Bucky slash the Winter Soldier, and Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson Falcon. Now, just them are amazing. I love them. Top three actors: Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, and Samuel L. Jackson. So for them all to be in a film, and obviously you've got the Avengers and everything else, and I'll get to that in a bit. Don't rush me. It is directed by brothers Anthony and Joe Russell, and screenplay is by Stephen McFeely and Christopher Marcus, who have both also wrote Thor: The Dark World, and Christopher also worked on the first Captain America film. Of course, it's based on the comic books, which were written by Joe Simon and Jack Kirby. Certificate is a 12A. Now, I had to look up what the difference between a 12 and a 12A was. 12A just means you have to have an adult with you if you're 12. Now, the plot of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is after being on ice for a few years, Steve Rogers is learning to live in modern day life. But as Captain America and part of Agency S.H.I.E.L.D., the plot develops once director Nick Fury is killed by a mystery assassin, the Winter Soldier. He warns Captain America that S.H.I.E.L.D. has been subverted by its enemies, called Hydra, and not to trust anyone. When Rogers acts on Fury's warning, he is branded fugitive and is hunted to be stopped. Black Widow and the Falcon team up with Captain America to save the world from the power of Hydra. Just sounds exciting by the plot, doesn't it? So I decided to review this. As I said, it's one of my favourite films. I went to the premiere of Captain America early this year, and I also went to the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 premiere on Monday. So because I went to that premiere, it got me thinking about other premieres I've been to. Captain America came into my head and thought, how can I not review this film? The Winter Soldier is a sequel from Captain America: The First Avenger, but it also fits into the whole Avenger movies universe, and also the individual movies of the characters evolved in the Avengers as well. They all slot into place. So this film is heavily linked as it takes place 2 years after the Avengers plot. I think you do kind of need to see the first Captain America to fully understand the plot of this second one. But what is good, however, in the film, there are some scenes which have flashbacks and remind you of things that happened in the first film, in case you haven't seen it. For example, there's a museum scene which explains Captain America's backstory and a flashback of Steve in the army camp where he was a soldier. Looking at the movie formula of Hollywood, it has lots of superhero conventions and characters, including the hero and the villain and all that. Also being set in a big city, secretive hideouts, cool costumes, fast editing and explosions. So all of that is involved, and the cool costumes I like indeed. Looking at any messages or themes, Steve Rogers has a very strong morals, which are compromised in this film. He's always wanted to do what's right for the benefit of people rather than leaders. And there's also a message of friendship apparent in the film based on Steve's morals. He would give up his life for his friend. Don't want to say too much. Don't want to give away what happens if you haven't seen it. But also it makes you think about higher power and what people, groups and leaders who have this power are capable of doing. They could do things without the general public realising and get information about you. Kind of freaky. Got me thinking about, is that what our governments do? But anyway, it's effective in the film. What also is effective is the visual effects, lots of explosions and futuristic technology, which isn't too far-fetched, so you can believe it. There was lots of violence with physical fighting and guns, but it's a superhero movie, so which one doesn't? There was no gore or explicit scenes, which made it more enjoyable. The fact Captain America always triumphs whoever he's fighting shows his strength as a super soldier. And also when he meets his match, the Winter Soldier, it adds a bit more tension to the film as well. Who's going to win? The acting was done very well. I've seen Chris Evans and Samuel Jackson in other films playing other characters with different personalities to in Captain America. They get into the role really well, make them believable in Captain America. And we get to see and know a bit more of Black Widow in this film as well. She's strong and very action orientated, giving Scarlett Johansson time to kick some butt. I'm talking about Captain America so much, I'm actually going to run out of backing music in a minute. So if that kicks out, that's why. Sorry. For me, the storyline can be a bit heavy. I really like the film. It's probably because I'm in love with Chris Evans as well. But it takes a lot of concentration to follow, and some bits confused me a little bit, but that might just be me. There we go, music's gone. Another thing that I picked up on that is applicable to every superhero film, especially Superman, is why do all superheroes think that wearing a pair of glasses or a hoodie or a hat is a good enough disguise that no one will recognise them? Like in Superman, he wears glasses. You can tell who they are. Well, that's just me. It's a bit weird. But anyway, overall, I would give it a 9 out of 10, the highest score I've given any Friday film feature. It's got a good cast and one of my favourite actors in it. I love Marvel and Captain America is my favourite superhero. It would have been a 10 if the plot wasn't so in-depth, but that's what makes it Captain America, so I wouldn't change it. It's just I need to understand it a bit better. It also leaves you wanting more, and it helps that you know there's going to be another film coming out, so it gets you excited to see what's going to happen. Not only is there a Captain America 3, but there's also an Avengers 2 as well. So there you go. That's my Friday film feature for this week.